I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, this 29-year-old guy goes from being the cool uncle to the loser uncle right in a single night. 29 years old, Lawrence Jocks. He's having Easter dinner with his family and decides to take his 9-year-old nephew to the movie. And in the middle of the movie, he walks out of the theater and never came back. The nephew didn't know where he was, so he told an employee who called the cops. They ended up finding 29-year-old Lawrence in another theater in the same complex where he'd gone in to shoot a bunch of heroin. Passed out with his feet up on the chair. They found him with all the fixings, and he was charged with possession and cruelty to a child. Set his bail at $1,000. Told him to stay away from your nephew and don't ever come back to this theater again.
He wanted to pass out in a movie theater. Could have taken the kid to see the Bad Grandpa movie. That would have done the same thing. There are some moments in your life you never forget. The birth of a child, wedding day, maybe the day you graduated college. And then there's the day you got scalped. But somehow, Robert from Fort Myers, Florida, doesn't remember that. I guess that somehow is because he was so intoxicated. He didn't remember crashing his car into a store earlier this week. Old Bob, he was at a .47 when he drove his car into the Tiki Hut store. Knocked out a couple of street signs, caused some debris to fly all over the place, and then passed out in his car with cuts on his face and a piece of his scalp missing. He was 5 times the legal limit. Turns out he had more blood on his head than he had in his system, I think.
All right, and one more from Easter weekend. Lots of people cooked ham last weekend. I know we did. Lots left over, having some sandwiches. But a 28-year-old woman named Carice Raven in Pennsylvania, and her 52-year-old boyfriend, 52 and 28, John, they got in an argument. They're getting ready to cook the ham on Saturday, and they got in an argument on how to prepare it. Apparently, things got heated because Carice wound up hitting Greg in the head with a bowl and then stabbed him with an 11-inch knife because he had a different way that he wanted to cook that thing, thought he had a better idea than she did as far as the oven went. Just to make things worse, she ended up throwing the ham at him and was arrested for felony assault. She's lucky, or he's lucky, he didn't end up with the spiral cut or, like you said, some scalped potatoes.
Yeah. I can't believe it's news.
They never even got to the Easter basket. She probably had his chocolates loaded up with cyanide and stuff. Yes.